Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 8th, 2020. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. Kitas in Berlin will probably not return to normal operation until summer. That said, Mayor Mueller announced on RBB that he wants to reach a 70% occupancy rate soon. The Berlin Senate wants to gradually open kitas, or daycare centers, to children in the coming weeks. The mayor told the RBB yesterday morning that they're already at a 40% of normal operation in Berlin, which is well ahead of many other German states. Step by step, Berlin wants to reach up to 70%, and Mueller added, quote, "There will still be a limited offer, but it's already significantly more than in other federal states." He went on to say that the exact form the openings take depends on the development of infection rates and the personnel situation, adding, quote, "We have educators and teachers in schools and daycare centers who belong to risk groups, which is why 100% of the staff is not available." Mueller also commented that Wednesday's decision by the federal and state governments states that new emergency measures must be taken within a week if the upper limit of 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants is exceeded. According to him, this is much more difficult to implement in a city of millions like Berlin than in other federal states. He said, in contrast to small communities, it's not so easy to isolate a district or neighborhood in the case of an accumulation of infections, adding, quote, "In such cases, we might then have to respond specifically to the facilities, a school, a retirement home, or a hotel, for example, or extend the measures to the whole of Berlin." Instead of a withdrawal, he said it was also conceivable that the next stage of the relaxations would be postponed further into the future if the infection rates increase. Tomorrow, the 800-square-meter rule for the retail trade will be dropped, and all shops will be allowed to open. Shops must, however, admit a limited number of customers at one time. One customer per 20 square meters of sales area is allowed. Restaurants and cafes will open again on May 15th, with no distinction between indoor and outdoor establishments, and may only remain open until 10 p.m. Bars, clubs, and discotheques are excluded from opening, which, according to Mayor Mueller, were trouble spots at the beginning of the pandemic. From May 25th onwards, hotels will also be allowed to accept guests again. Distance and hygiene rules will also apply. Buffets, for example, are not allowed. Mueller believes that domestic tourism will play an increasingly important role in the coming weeks because of the lack of international tourists visiting Berlin. After hairdressers this week, other body-related services will be allowed to be offered again starting next Monday, despite the corona crisis. Berlin sports clubs may resume their outdoor training on May 15th, initially in smaller groups. Outdoor swimming pools will also open, however, the Senate must still discuss a concept and no date was given. Starting Monday, May 11th, additional classes will be taught in Berlin schools. According to the Education Administration, first, fifth, and seventh graders at primary, secondary, community, and corresponding special schools will receive instruction. And pupils with special needs will also be permitted to return to school, regardless of their grade level. According to the Education Administration, the aim is to provide all pupils in schools with face-to-face lessons with reduced timetables by May 29th at the latest. Music schools and libraries will also open on May 11th. Berlin is basing the relaxations on the decisions previously agreed upon by federal and state governments on Wednesday. As stated before, and worth mentioning again, if there are more than 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants within a week, the relaxations must be reversed. Permitted under this cap would be 1,800 to 2,000 new infections per week Berlin-wide. Currently, 350 new infections per week are being counted. Mayor Mueller is warning, quote, "We are not out of the woods, but in the middle of crisis management. Salafists are said to have fraudulently obtained Corona aid funding. State security investigators searched several residential addresses and automobiles of five suspects yesterday on behalf of the Berlin Attorney General's office. The accused are suspected of having fraudulently applied for and received Corona emergency aid from the Investitionsbank Berlin. About 100 officers were involved in the raid, according to police, and the suspects are part of the Salafist scene in Berlin and are said to be part of the inner circle of the former Fusilet Mosque in Moabit. During the searches, evidence was discovered and seized by police, including money, and one person was arrested. Per authorities, however, the IBB's funds could be completely secured thanks to the quick intervention. What the funds were to be used for is now being investigated. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.